BNS at 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Monday, December 11th, 2017. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
We're moving a little slowly this morning. Our staff Christmas party was on Saturday night, and we had fun.
And it's now Monday, but we're still not 100%. So it's
because we're adults.
Yep.
I'm 28, you're 29.
Yep.
And yeah, hangovers, they're not just a one-day thing anymore.
No.
You pay for it for multiple days. I don't even know if I could do a music festival at this age. Like, I've been to a few music festivals, and like you feel like you've taken a year off your life after the weekend is over.
Yeah, like you can. It's just that, yeah, every day you kind of rally back, and then the next day you're even in worse shape. So by the end, if you do that for 2 or 3 days, it takes you like a month to recover from that.
You just borrow a little bit from tomorrow. You just keep borrowing a little bit from that savings account of tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then eventually you are completely broke. Yep. You're in overdraft.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a while to get back up to even.
You have to crawl under a hole in a rock, under a rock for a while and recover. Yeah.
And it's not even just like, it's not even just the partying. It's just that you're kind of living rough for a few days. You're not really showering, or that first shower after a music festival, though, is the best shower you'll ever have in your life.
Oh my God. Yeah. And you can wash off all the grime. You can get like the mud out of your nose, and you're just
Oh, that's a good one.
You feel clean. You feel like you're new. You're newborn. You've been reborn.
A good friend of ours is from Slovakia. And she was telling me over the weekend that in Slovakian Christmas tradition, presents aren't delivered by Santa Claus. They're brought by Jesus.
Well, that's okay.
Specifically baby Jesus, because it's his birthday.
Baby Jesus.
Right, so... So I don't know if you write a list and then you send it away, and it wouldn't be to the North Pole, to the Middle East, I guess, and you ask baby Jesus for what you'd like, and then if you've been good, maybe he'll reward you.
Dear baby Jesus.
I would like Nerf gun. Please have your elves make it for me.
Well, you sure can sit on baby Jesus' lap and ask him what you want. Oh my.
You're crushing baby Jesus. You're smothering him. I should have asked more questions of our friend, God. But does he come down the chimney too? Does he get stuck? Jesus. Oh, me. Me. What a mess. Me.
You smell something like, oh, baby Jesus needs his diaper change.
He ate too many milk and cookies.
Baby Jesus. This is terrifying. Oh,
Jesus, that stinks. Me.
Oh, me.
X92.9.
We've chatted about this before, but there's a growing concern as a lot of smaller music venues seem to be closing, especially in bigger cities. And of course, there's a concern for bands because they need places to play. And, you know, rent is a big part of it. I was reading that in Toronto and Vancouver, these places are in very expensive areas of town, right? Because they're normally downtown.
That's true of not even just there, but
everywhere.
Every city. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want your music venues in the hub, not out in the suburbs somewhere.
But rent is so high, and they can now get such a premium for their space that...
And if you're only open a few nights a week for the nights that you have shows, yeah, that's a very difficult business model, isn't it?
It is. Of course, you and I always have a solution for this type of thing. We can always help when you need a bit of an image update.
We can make live music sexy.
Ooh, it's packed really tight in here. We can't fit any more in.
I've got to warn you. Things get loud and sweaty.
I had to pull away. I was getting some bad feedback.
It's always better on the floor. Ooh.
I want to venue over.
I'll load it all in through the back door. Get it all in there. Shove it.
Sorry.
Get a roadie to help.
Oh my. Oh no.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Every day leading up to Christmas, we've been bringing you politically correct Christmas carols.
Yeah, we're taking the Christmas holiday carols. Holiday carols that we all know and love, and we're trying to correct them, make them more accessible for everybody.
There are a lot of problematic lyrics in your favorite holiday songs.
You have no idea.
Didn't even realize. Mm-hmm. Today's song, it's a weird song to begin with.
Yep.
But we've cleaned it up a bit.
Yeah, we've tried to help.
It's Christmas carols for 2017.
Holiday.
Ah!
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus because she's a full-grown woman who's empowered and in touch with her own sexuality and she can do what she wants. No slut shaming here.
Mm-mm. Underneath the mistletoe last night. But mistletoe is archaic as it pressures people into unwanted intimacy and implies consent when consent may not be there.
She didn't see me creep because if she did, there would be a restraining order down the stairs to have a peep.
She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Oh, you mean you don't know where your kids are at all times? I just think as a mother of two and a prolific complainer on Facebook that you should always know what your kids are up to. It would be irresponsible otherwise.
That's better, hey? Get a little virtue signaling in at the end there.
PMS in 20 minutes or less.
Do you remember when I was talking a while ago about this thing called synesthesia?
Yes, I do.
So that's where people can basically hear colors. There's different types of synesthesia. Some people can taste sounds and like their senses are all kind of combined in this weird way, which sounds awesome to me. But I was learning a little more about this, and I guess everyone is apparently born with this ability and then loses it around 8 weeks old, except the odd few who are the ones that we hear of now. And I didn't realize this either, but there's a lot of famous people who claim to have synesthesia.
So they hear a song and they think, and then they see colors.
They see things. Okay. They see colors in that. So Lord was one of them. Pharrell, Billy Joel, Mary J. Blige. They've all claimed in one way or another to have some type of synesthesia. I didn't realize it was that popular.
See, I've known about this for a while. And every time I hear someone talk about it, it sounds to me like something that somebody would make up if they were trying to sound really interesting and artsy. Like, oh, yes, I can actually see the music and see the colors. Like, there's really no way to prove that they're telling the truth or not.
I know. And you said this, and I'm like, that is a very good point. Like, and it, especially the way Lord said it. She said, one funny thing is when I'm writing, if a song's colors are too oppressive or ugly, sometimes I won't want to work on it. And then I'll fix it. And then she says, when the colors that she sees in the songs she writes change to something more positive, then she will release the song. So when you say somebody wants to sound really artsy, and I'm like, well, there you go. Yeah, that sounds pretty artsy.
Yeah, because I could be like, okay, that Foo Fighters song we just played, I saw purple when that was playing. But how would you know? You'd have no way to ever prove that. I could just...
And they say it's even people who study this, right? They say the only way to really even kind of tell is you can retest subjects after a long time and see if they have the same answer, right?
Okay.
But well,
it could even just be associating moods with different colors.
Yeah, and so we all do that, I think, in certain ways.
The song has a mood and you're like, all right, well, this feels like yellow to me.
Yeah. They say it seems like bouncing streamers of color when you hear music, and I just thought it would be awesome to have this ability. Like, I would be so happy if I could just listen to a song and see these, like, bounces of color.
That would be amazing, but then, like, how do you drive? How do you drive when the music's on? You crash? They're like, have you been drinking, ma'am? No, I was just seeing the music with
it's
my eyes.
The banners of color. They're like, all right, get off the drugs, ma'am.
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I distinctly remember that happening to me as a kid.
Really?
In overtones. Yeah.
In overtones, you said?
Yeah, so when you have like harmony and the melody come together, you get generally an overtone. No?
Yeah.
That's when it's just complete harmony, right? So, I don't know. I always see a rainbow whenever I heard that.
Like, you physically see it?
Yeah, yeah. What? Like, I would actually envision that was what was happening when I would either match an overtone in a song as a kid or hear it.
Interesting.
Like, I was connecting the rainbow. It was just bizarre. And when you said that, I was like, huh. Okay, so I'm not crazy.
So if you're looking at a picture of, like, I'm looking at a building right now. So if you're looking at a building and you hear that overtone and you get the rainbow sensation, does it color your vision like a Facebook profile picture in support of gay pride? Or do you see, like,
no,
a physical rainbow shape appear in your line of sight?
Well, Well, as a kid, I remember like closing my eyes and hearing the overtone, and I would just see a rainbow when I would close my eyes. But more, it was like the feeling of it. You just got that feeling like there was something more to it. I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of bizarre.
How do you explain anything? How do you explain a taste or,
yeah, it's like when you're...
It's really just our perception and how we process information, and music is information, you know.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's so awesome. I'm so jealous of you. I would love to see rainbows.
Well, Sean, when you say it happens, like everybody has it, and then some people hang on to it longer, how do they know that? Like, how do you test a 7-week-old baby for...
I have no idea. I don't know if it's something that they just study from your brain. I'm not sure. Who knows? I didn't read into the full out like science of the whole thing. But it's super interesting. Yeah, like some people, they said like actually will taste things in their mouth when they hear certain music. I was like, that would really suck.
If,
like,
that,
you're like, oh, gross, that's nasty. Turn it off. Like, just tastes like something like crap in
like
your
when
mouth.
You hear Jake Paul?
Yep.
Yeah.
That would be me.
If you hear Bieber, you just get the taste of fish.
Fish. Just shit.
Just there it actual is. Manure. Right? Yep.
I know we've been hating on Jake Paul a lot on the show. He's an easy guy to hate on, but he's got a pretty good life. He drives a Lamborghini and lives in a mansion and hangs out with hot women and does like really nothing for it. So
I know it's crazy to me that people can make a living do that. Like, it's genius if you can make it work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think there's only so many people that can make it work though.
Yeah.
We can't all do that.
No. Eventually it would be too much and people would just be bored. For some reason they're fascinated by that guy, but money helps.
I mean, there's probably a lot of people that look at you and I, Shauna, and think, like, how the hell do they get paid for that? I sometimes think that.
I still think that. My mother does not think I have a real job to this day. Like, I don't, I think she eventually is like, someday you'll grow up, Shauna. I'm like, Mom, this is my career right now.
When I get paid sometimes, I'm just like, I'm getting paid for this.
I know. I think about that. Like, I'm just, how? Like, we're on salary to do this. Like,
and I've worked real jobs. Like, I know what real work is. Like, a hard day at work is like, and this is not it.
Nope.
I mean, this job has this, the fact that you kind of never get to leave work behind is the downfall to this job.
Yeah.
Like, you're always thinking about the show, and anytime I'm out and somebody, like, says something interesting, I have to be thinking, okay, how will that work on our program?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's exactly what I always tell everybody. I'm like, you don't have an 8-hour day or a day where you come home and you don't have to worry about it anymore. It is constant.
Yeah.
Like, there's very few times that I'm actually not thinking about work.
Yeah.
Right?
So basically keeping notes and...
Yeah. And just trying to think of, make time and where you're going to do things and what you want to do tomorrow and, yeah.
The other tough thing about this job is the days where there's just really nothing to talk about. And you kind of look at your notes and you're like, oh man, like we have to do a full show tomorrow and there is not a lot here.
Well, so. There's times in of the year that I find, and it's just that way. It's quieter. There's less news. Like, even news outlets is the same way. You'll notice that there isn't quite as many, you know, insane stories, and it's just how it is. It goes through ebbs and flows. But yeah, those days are always fun. Hey, it becomes a lot more of a challenge.
There is something to be said though about working a job where there's like, there is something physical, like something tangible at the end of it. Like, I'm trying to think, like when I was a carpenter, so you come into a place that, you know, it was just basically the rough part of like a rough shell of a house. And by the time you left, it looked pretty damn good in there.
That is very cool. And I do think about that when I see houses and that type of thing. And I think, yeah, like you'd have such a sense of accomplishment, like any type of construction work like that. Like,
yeah, there was nothing here and then I helped put something here. That's
like
pretty
bridges,
cool.
You build a road, you can drive by and be like, hey, like I helped build this. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, and especially if it's one of these bridges that's going to stand for 100 years or 150 years, you'll be long gone and people will still be using your product.
Your legacy is in the bridge.
It was, yeah, it was when I used to cut grass, it was the same thing. Like, you'd get there and the yard would be a mess and you'd leave and you got nice crisp lines cut there and it would get kind of monotonous, but a lot of time to think too. A lot of time alone with your thoughts, Shauna.
No kidding, hey?
And also I was allowed to have like headphones in so I could listen to audiobooks or podcasts or even just music, and that makes such a difference at work.
Well, it's so funny because I right now I'm working with a personal trainer, and he has this thing called Music Fit where he helps musicians, and it's for wellness and all that. And I love about it is our job is so mental, And I go there and it's almost the physical balance to go with it, right? Because we don't have that. I mentally feel drained when I leave here, but physically we haven't done much. We sit on chairs. So I go there and having somebody just tell me what to do and I don't have any mental part at that point. Then I just really focus on purely physical stuff. It's like it's a good balance after.
My woodworking is the same sort of thing. Like there's a bit of a problem to figure out at first. You got to make sure that your numbers are all right. But then you basically just like zone in a trance and
right?
You just like get the, there's all right, step by step, these are the processes that need to be done. And yeah, and like the time just flies by. It'll be like, oh, 3 hours has gone by and I haven't even looked up.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's almost like I didn't realize that I was lacking that. And I found that it would take me a little longer to regain my mental awareness before. And then now that I'm doing this, it almost kickstarts it. It kind of resets you a bit. You're like, okay, there we go. Now we're kind of balanced again. Let's keep going.
It would be tough to go to the gym and to work out if you had a physical job. If you were working like 10 hours a day with your body.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Now I got to go to the gym when I get home. My brother-in-law builds fences for a living, and he'll get up at like 5 in the morning and work out before he goes to spend all day like digging post holes and shit. And I'm like, that is dedication. Like,
it's
you're
crazy.
Burning calories. He's got no fat on him either.
No kidding.
Wouldn't be time for it. But
it's funny you say that because the odd time, if we have something going on after work, I'll actually slip to the gym. Very rarely, but I'll go to the gym at 3:30 in the morning or so.
Oh, very nice.
And when I see people in the gym at 3:30 in the morning, those are people who are showing up before their long ass days, and you can
or
see
they
them.
Shift workers.
I suppose so.
Like,
yeah,
I can't sleep. I'm going in. Or
fair. Or some of them after work, I think, have different shifts, and I don't know, maybe come unwind for a bit, eat something, and then go to the gym at that time. But it's crazy.
Is it quiet in there at that time?
Oh yeah, sometimes actually it's busier than you'd expect, and I'm so shocked. I'm like, why are there this many people working out at 3:30 in the morning?
But it's kind of nice because you have like free run of the place.
Oh heck yeah.
It's weird, I've been to the gym once overnight, and it's the same building that you're used to, but all the people are different. Like the cleaners are different, the front desk people are different, the people working out are different. So it's your gym, but also not really.
Yeah,
it's like your gym in an alternate dimension.
It's true. And it does. It feels a little eerie sometimes because you drive there and, of course, nobody's up. No one's around. You're just like, Lou, Lou, Lou.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
You know how there's that Shell down the street here at 17th and 5th?
Yes.
And bikers always stop there. Do you notice that in the summer when they ride together?
Yeah.
Or they park across the street, like right in front of the ship as well. A friend of mine grew up here and he says, did you know that they're named the Shell's Angels?
No, I didn't know that. Did they name themselves that, or is that just the nickname they've acquired?
That's the nickname they've acquired. And I heard that for the first time over the weekend, and I looked at him like, what? But hilarious.
Super
like,
funny.
That's a great name for them. I never have thought of that before.
Not nearly as badass either.
No, it really tones down the badassness of being a biker when you change it from Hell's Angels, which sounds very intimidating, to Shell's Angels.
I just got to stop and get a soda and a Jersey milk. Does anybody else want anything?
Not super badass, is it?
No.
Getting snacks.
No, I picture like the Little Mermaid and her little clamshells and things. Like, that's just not nearly as badass.
I think there is kind of a problem with like, just because you ride a motorcycle doesn't mean you're a badass. I think that badass people tend to gravitate towards riding motorcycles.
I suppose so.
But then there's also just like retirees and stuff who don't want, you know, they're not. My neighbor Glenn rides a motorcycle. He's an accountant and has diabetes. He is not badass. Nobody has ever been intimidated by Glenn in their life.
Okay, fair.
He just likes biking.
I used to actually get confused when somebody said I was a biker as well, and I used to think that they were like a bicyclist.
A cyclist.
Yeah, like you cycle. So when somebody would be like, I'd be a biker, it's like, oh, cool. What trails do you go down?
Also not badass.
Not bad.
In dem
completely
shouts.
Different.
Dem little shouts.
The tight spandex. I like the bike trails, guys.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.